This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Perfect. You're all in this song. Thank you for doing this with me. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. As you can see, we're not at the news desk right now. That's because we have a very special show for you. I'd like to call today's interview a conversation with a bad girl and a mean baby. And if you're curious about why I said that and what that means, stick around. To kick things off, here is our love letter to today's special guest. It's the incredible Selma Blair. Selma Blair, where do I begin? This Michigan-born actress rose to fame with roles in cult classics like Cruel Intentions, Legally Blonde, and fan favorites The Sweetest Thing and Guillermo del Toro's Hellboy. Time named her Person of the Year in 2017. She's also Grammy-nominated for her narration of Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl. In 2011, she started a new chapter, becoming a mother to son Arthur. But behind the scenes of her glamorous achievements, Selma was silently suffering excruciating pain and exhaustion, privately struggling with addiction, and managing the trauma of surviving sexual assault. In October 2018, she made worldwide headlines revealing her diagnosis with multiple sclerosis, a debilitating autoimmune disorder. She bravely unveils her painful battle with MS in her intimate, incredible documentary, Introducing Selma Blair. After years of aggressive treatment, Selma is now in remission. She has become a pillar of strength for the MS community and continues to tell her story with an openness and candor in her extraordinary memoir, Mean Baby, which is so wonderful. I loved it, and I'm even in it. You're about to find out what I'm talking about. Selma and I decided to sit down for this conversation in a private, intimate setting, and we did it without an audience so we could just be really focused and really vulnerable. This gets very raw and personal. Please welcome Selma Blair.
If I get to go on the Drew Barrymore show, the dog is off leash. And he matches you.
I have dogs and I...
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
I am so happy.
It's so many years in the making. Reading your book, which there are so many parallels to my own life, basically I wanted to call this conversation of ours Mean Baby and the Bad Girl. Because...
You were the bad girl, but you never were. You were always good, you were reckless, maybe.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I went to Britney Spears' wedding.
I know!
And then at one point, we got a conversation where somehow we're on the dance floor, and I'm like, sometimes I just have this narrative in my head, you know, where, like, I say to myself, like, I'm a bad girl, and it's a narrative that, like, I really fight. And she stopped, and she looked at me, and she goes, yeah, but isn't being bad fun also?
Yeah.
And then she... danced away, and for the rest of the night, I wanted to get back to her and say, I think I've gotten too far away from
it. Right, I can still enjoy things. Yes. Like, that's what I was looking for in being a bad girl. We weren't looking to be bad. We were looking to have some fun,
yes,
have our say, have some control. We just didn't have a guidance thinking long term. You certainly did great. I was a little more hit or miss, but I've made it to a safer place.
Tell me the story about, like, let's okay. go back to our personal origin story.
Okay. Did you ever know?
I really never knew
if you knew.
No, I really didn't.
Oh, this changes. I would have been a whole different person.
Okay.
What happened is when I moved out to New York after college, and I'd always been, you know, you know, on the sad or emotional side. I drank as a child. I started at 7, my first drunk. But anyhow, I get this job on a film. And next thing I knew, they informed me that FedEx letters were going, claiming I was a heroin addict. Coincidentally, I never was a heroin addict.
No, you never tried it.
And I never tried it. But, you know, it was a real kind of poison pen letter about me, claiming to be an agent. And this went on. They got like 11 in one day, 16 in another. They told me, and eventually, and they fired me before even shooting. And then I hear from a detective, said, we know this is not you, but someone has been writing letters to Drew Barrymore, many poison pen letters signed by Selma Blair. Oh, the heartbreak. I mean, the fear, the horrible. And eventually, long story short, found out that it was someone involved with my father. And he was letting this information get to her. And then when he found out it was her, and I said, I can't, you know, he chose her.
I was so excited to right the wrong of other people. Yes. And come together, the two of us, even though I didn't know all these years, I was trying to get to you. I really wanted to talk to you about the documentary, and it had nothing to do with this. I didn't even know. I want to heal this moment because it wasn't real for me on my side, nor would I ever doubt you.
Right.
And actually have been a total fan of yours. On the side, like admirer for many, many years.
It's amazing the things we carry and what is a trigger for us to feel totally powerless.
So I couldn't have been more blind.
But
and
what I have to say
it.
To the audience that might not know, you were my childhood like favorite because
really?
You were the girl.
Thank you.
You were the favorite. And I cannot tell you how many people when I was little was like, you look like Drew Barrymore. And I was like, you mean it? And I mean, it was such joy. It was such innocence joy of finding a kindred spirit through books or movies,
yeah.
You know, to look at. That's all. It was innocent and wonderful.
I appreciate
I have
and
so much wasted love.
Applaud
so-
you for talking about in your book about the experiences that you had because of drinking. I'm talking about
letting yourself
experiences.
Get so out of the picture that anyone, even with their own messed up mind, can do anything they want to you.
And the decisions you make and the things you do are not what you would do if
no.
you weren't drunk.
Oh, I was a virgin, other than people doing that to me. And then I didn't want them to feel bad for raping me. Like, you wake up and you're like, am I supposed to tell me it's nice?
Did you tell yourself, I put myself here too?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
And it's only now from my mother perspective when I hear how it sounds for other girls listening. Yes. We have a personal responsibility to hope we can take care of ourselves, but unfortunately, young people don't always know how.
How did you find the bravery to put it in the book? So bold, and I'm so applauding.
I was talking about it with Brittany, who's my dear friend and also my book agent. I started talking about this time, and so by the time I was in college and I went on this trip and I'm down in Key West, it was like a day of drinking on a boat, and I was attacked. It came on friendly, but it was attacked, and it was two, and I was so sick. I remember vomiting, and I wouldn't cry, and I got back to the place, and I had to just go on with the day and go on a scuba diving trip, and knew I wouldn't tell those girls, because they would, then I would have to go to the hospital, because they probably knew that that's the right thing, and then what if I had a disease? I didn't want them to know. I'd have to find this out. You know, I thought I had AIDS. I mean, for a long time, it was, oh God, that's so frightening. I can't put that in the book. People will think, oh my God, who is this person?
Why do you choose to put it all out there?
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Why do you choose to put it all out there? It's so brave. Because everything you just said about, I don't want to tell my friends, these are demons for me to own, And I thought about your son and how you could be a mother that teaches a boy.
I pray.
That behavior is obviously nowhere near acceptable.
He doesn't know those parts. But he does know, and I did tell him that a teacher that I loved had trespassed against me. And I want to tell him that because it might happen to him. I mean, it might happen to all of us and a friend of his. It could happen to a friend.
Yes.
And it's like, these are things that stick with you. There are ways. And I tell him, even there was a lovely teacher I had when I was little, but she would tell all the boys, you carry a sweatshirt and put it in your locker in case a girl in this class has her period, and you offer that to her to put around her waist if there's an accident. You boys, you don't have it. You look after the girls. And those boys did. They weren't great about everything, but they listened to that. Something stuck. Like, they'd be embarrassed they don't have. And I taught that to him, like, so early because I wanted to be able to talk about things.
I want to talk about your mom. What was it like to grow up with that voice? The things she said to you are hard to fathom. I know you guys had this in love.
We were in love too, though.
Very Norma Desmond, old mm-hmm. Hollywood, like beautiful, comedic, got each other's references.
Mm-hmm.
I did Grey Gardens. I sometimes
right.
think of that.
God,
like this, people
so
did
By
not understand
way,
that love
so
story.
Good.
Thank you.
I mean, it really was. I was blown away. I was like, you've done it. You transmuted. You transformed. You're there. And it was such a gift because it was their love through this dysfunction. But there was real love, and for you to play that, and for me to see my own mother and I in that, especially towards the end of her life.
How did you process when you were a kid, when your mom would say these critical things to you? Oh, Selma, you don't look good here. Or
it was her love language, and I knew it. I knew even her insults were love. They were attention. And if she could get around to saying I was pretty, to believing I was pretty, I did not think I had any other talent. I thought maybe I could write a book like on a note card because she loved that. But she did tell me, you need to write, I will edit. And she's a very clear, good editor. And I wish I would have had the confidence to meet her with her talents and my talents and really create something. But I didn't have
ages.
It. I didn't have it in me to find it that early. I didn't totally happily quit drinking until she was far removed from my life. So I didn't meet it in the way I wish I could know her. I don't know a thing about my mother. I don't know a thing. Really, I don't know what's true. Yeah, I don't know her, who she was. She would kept it so close to the vest. It was all meant to disarm people and keep them away.
Do you think you are happier after telling all your truths as a whole and on a daily basis?
Yes. 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 I have joy like I've never known, right now, today, with you. And it will be fleeting. It might go, and today I could beat myself about something, but I won't. I stop and I say, you have a couple friends out there. Like, you really do, Selma. And you can breathe. Like, it's changed. Life will change. Life will change, and sometimes it will be so scary. I wish I had someone that came down and said, when I was little, you will be okay. You will be okay, and you will be able to stop drinking. I had no idea. I had hope. Until I saw my son, and I love him more than anything, and I think, oh God, if he started drinking right now, or if he started doing the hurtful things to girls that people did to me.
Do you think if you hadn't had Arthur?
I'd be dead.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, services. Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
I have to say, I'm going to preface this because you are in my book, and I'm just so happy. I'm at this place to just look at it with perspective. But something, you know, this book covers kind of a lot in a general way, but it's emotional and pure to me.
We're kind of a lot.
Right. We're kind of a lot. Okay. I mean, it's taken many years to feel okay. I am now just in my adolescence. Like right now I feel, but good. As a child for so long. I mean, so long, I'm only now at 50 going, wait, I have a future.
By the way, was it true that there was a moment in Legally Blonde that maybe Vivian Kensington and Elle Woods were gonna sail off into the sunset?
In my dreams, like I didn't write that, but no, someone had mentioned it because someone erroneously thought so, but it did end originally with us together, and Vivian had blonde hair.
Yes.
And so it was like, oh, I'm like blonde now too. And I was like, we're the Lawyers Club and we were friends. We were obviously, you know, like best friend ending, but of course the ending of her really moving and finding her strength, you know, without anyone, without changing anyone thing is a reshoot. That was clearly a reshoot.
Because I know the wigs and Luke.
Luke. Oh my God, Luke was your boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is my 90s self going nuts. Because I'm like,
know.
Oh wait.
I mean, we were probably dating other people at the same time. So cute. Wait, Legally Blonde 3. I'm really excited about it. Mindy Kaling.
I mean, all amazing. I've been so kind of...
Are you in if they...
Yeah. Like, as if I'd say no.
I know.
You know, like, I will say yes. I will beg, maybe, secretly. You know, like, I'm thrilled for a cameo.
See, you and I
I'm just want to be there. It's like, I'm not, like, one, sure. Who wouldn't love like a part? But yeah, I just want to be there. I want to enjoy it. I want to see this movie have this energy again because we need and love it too. You know,
you
we really do.
You guys caught lightning in a bottle with that, and I love that you're like that. I'm the same way. When people are like a Charlie's Angels 3, or you know, when people act coy about stuff, I'm like,
I know. I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah!
I would love to be on that set.
Yeah!
I would go visit any set Reese is doing, and if I even got a cameo. But like, any of us to be back, you know, together, like, it's so appreciated now. Like, just at this stage of my life, I might not have felt that 10 years ago. Like, I might not have understood where I was, and now it's like, oh yeah, these are the gifts. These are just the nice reconnects, and if I can grow up and be any part of that, I'm thrilled. Like, I love acting. I haven't gotten back into it. I don't even know how to approach that, but I do. I miss those days on set of family. It's like, I do want to do these things. It's like, okay, I'm still young enough to get a little light on me and want to play someone, but I'm really in a chaotic shift right now.
Yeah.
I am, and I'm gonna enjoy the chaos and let it be messy, but I do have to be careful, like, okay, put it where I want. Like, I love that, you know, of course you get projects, and you're like, okay, put it in that and do.
Yeah.
But yeah, the acting, I would love to come back with this.
We talked about Guide Beauty.
I love that you're a fan of this.
Of the show. We knew about this the whole time. We love Guide Beauty.
This is, I'm now the CCO. Oh my God, I'm getting like a real title. The Chief Creative Officer of Guide. But this was, there's this woman, Terry's makeup artist, wonderful friend, and now, and she got Parkinson's, and her hands were really, you know, her body, the movements, even though I'm doing great with my MS and I'm in remission, I still do, and when it's time to take medicine again or this, I do get like that. It's like a hiccup that comes up. Now that I'm focusing on it, it'll kind of come in, and it's different for everyone, whatever. So I get speech and movement things. So this is like a good balance near my eye. It's a silicone nib, you know? So it's like, I try and put eyeliner, I love, but it's like, there'll be the wooden, when I'm doing it myself and someone can't see what I'm doing, it's like, I'll poke my eye, I got a corneal abrasion. And then when I saw this, it was great getting to do it again and figure out, you know, that I can put it on. And I like using this as the lip liner. So like, I'll put this on my favorite lip and then I can get a better line. But that is the eyebrow one.
I love an eyebrow. What I want.
What's so great about it is you hold it like the, so you hold it by the ring if you have problems with your dexterity or holding something. So then this way it doesn't fly out of your hands. You can kind of keep it, and it's shorter than some of the other ones, like the brushes. Mm-hmm. I love how simple it is. I love that it's inclusive design.
You are as right as rain in my books.
Thank
I love
you,
all of
as
your
are
truth.
You. I love you.
And I just, I not only like and love you, I'm learning from you. I'm in awe of you. I'm admiring.
Thank you. I've felt these ways about you for so long. You've been doing it all along, but thank you. And it does mean so much. I mean, it means so much to even think with love now instead of fear.
Thank you, Selma Blair. Stay right here to find out how you can help fight MS. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, keep the themes. Welcome back. We only have 1 minute left, and I want to spend it telling you about an incredible organization working to help those living with MS. The Multiple Sclerosis Association of America, also known as MSAA, is a nonprofit dedicated to helping not only those living with MS, but also their families and care partners, because they are important in this process too. They offer various support services, such as educational programs, safety and mobility equipment, as well as help with a helpline and MSAA's trained specialists. Now, I encourage you to visit their website to learn more about how you can support mymsaa.org. Really, I just want to send the biggest thank you to Selma Blair. She is an absolute hero of a human being to me. I love when we can invite people in to the raw and the real and the vulnerable and the funny, because she is all of those things, but her strength is something that's just incomparable. So I want to wish her good luck on this upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. And to all of you, thank you so much for coming today, because we make this show for you. So take it with you.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on The Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.